new Total English Intermediate Workbook by Antonia Clare, JJ Wilson and Anthony Cosgrove. Track 2. 1.
Jenny and I are getting married.
Are you? Fantastic! When is the big day?
2.
I've just seen someone famous.
Have you? Who was it?
3.
Bob's just a friend of a friend.
Is he? I thought you knew him really well.
4.
I don't want any dessert after that big meal.
Don't you? But I made it specially for you.
5.
My grandfather once played professional football.
Did he? That's amazing.
6.
My mobile phone has broken again.
Has it? Do you want to use mine?
7.
It's my stepmother's birthday next week.
Is it? What are you going to get her?
8.
I fell out with my boss last year.
Did you? And how do you get on now?
Track 3.
She only buys cheap meat. She's really mean.
1.
The teacher was upbeat about her heart disease.
2.
I'm fearful that it will take a year to clear this frozen meat.
3.
I'm jealous because each day you have a healthier breakfast than me.
4.
My colleague realized she had ear problems when she was in the theatre.
5.
I've read that the weather is very pleasant every season in the Canary Isles.
Track 4. The friends you have on a social networking site can help you enjoy your day at work, but don't expect too much from them, as many of these online friends prefer to stay online only. My friend Patricia met a friend of a friend, Howard, at a conference. They got on really well and started an online relationship. They found that they had a lot in common. They shared memories and talked about their workmates. Sometimes they swapped more than 12 messages a day. Patricia looked forward to receiving Howard's messages when she arrived at work. After a few weeks, however, Patricia asked Howard if he wanted to meet up after work, but he always found an excuse not to. Then she received a really strange message from him, explaining how he didn't want to have a relationship and how he had decided to stop contacting her. That was the end of the story, and she never heard from him again. You see, an online relationship takes a lot less energy than a face-to-face relationship, so a lot of people who don't really want the responsibility will try online friends instead. It's easier and, if you have an argument, you can always just shut down your computer. Track 5.
I started chatting to someone on the bus home from college yesterday. This woman, she said her name was Angela, told me that I just had to watch a film on TV that evening. She said it was the most entertaining film she'd ever seen. So when I got home, I switched on the TV to watch it. It was about bank robbers. They went into banks and started singing, so all the people just laughed at them. They didn't know they were dangerous criminals. The film wasn't a comedy. It certainly wasn't very funny. But it wasn't a thriller either. It was more boring than exciting. In fact, I turned it off after a few minutes because it was just unwatchable. It just goes to show, never listen to what you're told by a stranger on a bus.
Track 6.
I learnt some Portuguese when I was in Portugal. 1.
Escaping was easy, said the escapee.
2.
Both employers and employees are happy with the deal.
3.
Lots of Burmese and Chinese people live in the region.
4.
No divorcee actually enjoys divorcing.
5.
Being a carer is a very rewarding career.
Track 7.
And now for today's news headlines. A nutritionist says our children are eating too much fat. In Fincher, 1,000 homes will be destroyed to build a shopping area. A taxi driver last night saved 2 lives after a car crash. And local artist Angela Witko sells a painting to rock star Lee Santana.
Track 8.
Nutritionist Niall Smith from the Cambridge think tank on diet and health says that our children eat too much fatty food. In a 2-year study of 900 schoolchildren aged 11 to 15, Smith and his team found that children eat double the amount of fat recommended by nutritionists. Hamburgers, chips, chocolate and fizzy soft drinks were the biggest problems. In the town of Fincher, 1,000 homes will be knocked down to build a shopping area and car park. Local councillors say that the shopping area will revitalise Fincher town centre. They say new housing will be built next year. A taxi driver, John Manley, has saved the lives of a husband and wife whose car crashed into a tree on Friday night. Manley pulled the couple from the car and drove them immediately to a London hospital in his taxi. They are now in a stable condition. Painter Angela Witko has found a famous buyer for her work. Rock star and art lover Lee Santana bought Witko's painting, Trees in Winter, for an undisclosed sum. He saw the painting in a small art gallery in Manchester and fell in love with it immediately. Witko says she is extremely happy that her painting has found a good home. And finally, the weather.
Track 9.
It was wonderful. It was probably the best thing I've ever done. When we arrived at this beautiful villa, it was like being on honeymoon. There was hardly any work to do. There was a cleaner for the rooms, and the only cooking I had to do was to make coffee in the morning. We had lots of free time, so we travelled around the area and went sailing. It didn't feel like work at all. It was a wonderful holiday.
Well, we were very surprised to see how the English family lived. They had 2 very small rooms in the basement, underground, and all the nice bedrooms were used for the guests. Also, I think they work too hard, because nobody helps them. They are always cooking and cleaning. I had to cook a traditional English breakfast, but it was terrible. I can't eat food like that because I think it is very bad for you. In France, we have fresh bread with jam and coffee. It is healthier and easier to prepare, too. It was an interesting experience, but I was very happy to come home. And I don't think Gabrielle learned anything very useful. We wouldn't do it again.
Track 10.
Birdsong. Computer screen. DVD player. Fireplace. Nightlife. Skylight. Swimming pool.